USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country, especially in the western United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to reporters Thursday about OPEC's decision not to increase oil supply to the market, even though the United States has been pressuring them to pump oil faster.
We have raised with OPEC member countries, including Saudi Arabia, even though we're not a member of OPEC, the need to ensure that there is available supply out there on the market.
President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low at 36% in a new national poll. The Quinnipiac poll reporting his rating started dropping in August after his handling of the chaotic Afghanistan exit. The president's handling of COVID-19, climate change, economy, and foreign policy received the lowest approval rates. This is USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma is commuting the death sentence of Julius Jones. The convicted killer was set to be put to death this afternoon. Instead, the 41-year-old will serve a life sentence with no chance for parole. The governor saying he came to the decision after prayerful consideration and reviewing materials presented by all sides of this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
It's day 10 of the trial for three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. Thursday morning, the prosecutor pointed out that the defendant, Travis McMichael, posted on Facebook about cracking down on crime in the neighborhood.
You've posted several times on Facebook some things, and we talked about one of them in response to Kim Ballesteros, where it's like you're playing with fire on this side of the neighborhood. You remember posting that?
Yes.
Travis testified he shot Arbery in self-defense. He's one of three men charged with killing Arbery. A whistleblower in an email reveals the FBI created a threat tag to help categorize reports of parents threatening school board members. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News he can't understand why the FBI is even getting involved in school board meetings.
What jurisdiction hook does the FBI claim to start following school board meetings? I can't think of a federal jurisdictional issue here. So this is scary. If the FBI can just reach out and start tracking parents at school boards, then they're overstepping their boundaries.
The FBI saying in a statement that the creation of a threat tag in no way changes the longstanding requirements for opening an investigation, nor does it represent a shift in how the FBI prioritizes threats. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.